B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, hey, Sam.
Yes, sir. Who's
How
this?
How you doing?
Who
hey,
is?
It's Scotty. It's Scotty.
Hey, Scotty?
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, avoiding the raindrops?
Yeah, for now, anyway.
Okay. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, I know you don't like to talk about politics too much.
No, I really don't, Scotty. And seriously, don't make me hang up on you. Is there anything? What, Scotty, please. You know how I feel about this.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, Scotty. Jeez, Scotty, what?
How is this Stan and Haney VIP club work?
Have you gone to the K-Rock website and taken a look?
Yeah.
And you go and you click it and you give them your email, and then they send you a notification that you're in the VIP club, and you get like various perks throughout the year.
Is that real?
I think it. Yeah, it's real. I know last week, yeah, there was a T-shirt that you could win, and you know, and they give you, you know, little updates and little perks throughout the year. This is what I'm told.
Does the T-shirt have Marvin's face on it?
No, it doesn't have Marvin's face on it. I think last week it was a rock band's shirt. Let me see. Matter of fact, let me see if I can look it up.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it and it's talking about rock concerts.
Yes. Last week it was a T-shirt from the band Korn. Why don't you sign up and then you'll get all your answers. Just sign up for it.
Well, it don't seem like that with COVID there ain't going to be a lot of rock concerts.
You're right. You're right. Because you're going to get notified of rock concerts, meet and greets, and all that stuff. But, yeah, there's no concerts going on now. So that we're looking forward to a good 2021, aren't we, Scotty?
Well, how many bumper stickers do I get?
You have to, for bumper stickers, you got to go to our sponsor and get one of those. You don't get... You get the bumper sticker by going to Firehouse Subs.
Well, hold on a second. I thought if I was a member of the VIP club, I'd get stuff before the general public would.
That's what they say. You're going to get notifications, inside stuff, free stuff like a Korn T-shirt. That's what you'd get by joining the club.
So I don't get a bumper sticker.
You can get a bumper sticker, Scotty. You just got to go to our sponsor.
But I don't get a bumper sticker for joining the Stan and Haney VIP club.
Anybody can go and get the sticker. The sticker would be a nice way to say, hey, I'm a member, but you still got to sign up. Why am I pulling back teeth with you?
I'm just trying to figure out how to join your VIP club because I'm a super fan.
You're a super fan. Scotty the super fan. All right then, Scotty.
I'm not that Scott, though.
He's the super fan. You can't be called the super fan, too. There's only
That's
one.
That's why I said my name was Scotty.
Scotty the super fan. And that's still a little confusing. Look, here's what you do, Scotty. Scotty, where do you live? You live in town? You live in Fort Myers, Naples, around there?
I live in Murdoch.
All right, I think you can still join up. Have you ever gone to the K-Rock website?
Well, I went there a couple of days ago when you were promoting it.
Promoting the website? Or the
VIP?
About the
K-Rocker VIP Club.
All right, so you were already there.
And
why
Marvin.
Didn't you put your... Yes, and Marvin. Learned a lot about him, didn't you?
Yeah. You know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Seems like a pretty good guy.
Did you learn anything about Stan and Haney?
Nope.
But you learned about Marvin?
Yeah.
What did you learn about him?
Well, I learned that he's a sucker for ice cream.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
He likes Netflix.
Yep, sure does.
And I don't know if he owns a dog or not, but when he goes to the beach, he prefers to go to the dog beach.
Yeah, but did you learn anything about us?
No.
No. Here's what I need you to do. I think it's been fixed. I think bosses of him fixed it or told him to fix it.
Yeah, they did. And now here's my problem.
Yeah.
Because I was reading all about Marvin,
yes.
And I was thinking, you know what? That seems like the type of fella I'd like to hang out with.
All right. You know what?
And when I went back to the Stan and Haney VIP website to read more about Marvin, it had all been taken down. And I
yes.
wanted to email him and ask him if he wanted to go out for a cold beer.
I'm sure he might
and now
be up
I
for
can't
that.
Even... I can't get a bumper sticker. I can't even find Marvin's email on there. What kind of website are you running? It's like all of a sudden Marvin don't even exist.
He exists. Scotty, he exists.
There's... Well, what time does Marvin's show come on so I can call him?
He's not on the radio.
He's not on the radio.
No, he's not on. Marvin doesn't have a radio show. Marvin's also a program director, but he doesn't have a radio show.
Well, then, why would the general public need to know about Marvin's personal habits?
They don't. They don't need to know. That's why we took it down. But evidently, you want to know more about him, and you want to go out and have a beer.
Yeah, he just... You know, for some reason, it just stuck with me, the stuff he wrote.
Well, what? Do you like to go to Dog Beach?
I love ice cream. I like to watch Netflix.
Okay. I think a lot of people like ice cream and Netflix. What's your favorite flavor?
Of ice cream?
Yeah, of Netflix.
Of Netflix?
No. What's your favorite flavor?
You're a moron. I like that show Ozark.
Yo, that is a good one. I like that Ozark, too. That's good. I asked you about your favorite.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've got it on my list.
Do you own a pet to go to Dog Beach?
No, but Marvin didn't say he did either. He just said he liked to go to Dog Beach because why not? And... When I read that sentence, I thought, you know, someone with that level of inherent whimsy is awfully appealing.
Then why don't you go not to the Stan and
Haney? He just seems to be free and carefree.
All right, good. I'm sure he is. I don't hang around with
lover,
him that much.
And a lover of life.
I think he is. What I'm telling you, if you want to learn more about him, go to the regular...
The civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Florida beginning at 2:05 p.m. and ending at 4:05 p.m. This is a required monthly test of the emergency alert system. Had this been an actual emergency or dangerous situation, official messages and directions would have followed the alert tones. This test is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcaster, and your local broadcast station or cable provider. This concludes the required monthly test. A required monthly test is in effect for all Florida. Tune to your local TV or radio station.
Give me a bumper sticker. Does he have that kind of pull?
He's got that kind of pull. He's the one that designed it.
Wow.
Yeah, he designed it. You'd never know it was a Stan and Haney bumper sticker, but he designed it.
Did it say Stan Haney anywhere on it?
Yeah, it has Stan in big letters and Haney in small letters.
What?
And then you know how you look at
it. How does that leave enough room for Marvin's name?
Amazingly, he didn't put it on the sticker.
Because I was thinking if you got... Stan and Haney, there's a lot of A's there where you can do it like a crossword puzzle.
No.
And everywhere there's an A, you put an M over it and spell out Marvin long ways. Marvin, Marvin, Marvin.
Good evening. I'm Ed Murrow, and this is something rather different. Serving all the peoples of the 50 states that are this land. The price you will pay now is the time you will invest to listen and to see. I am assured it will not be dull. You will find humor here and entertainment, and you will also find news. If they occasionally bring laughter to your lips, I trust they will on occasion bring a tear to your eye. Impressions and enlightenment as varied and as vital as is all the activity of humanity. This, then, is the new dimension. This is where lies the unexplored future of this medium. We broadcast radio. If it does not spring full-grown to life, as did the mythical Athena from the head of Zeus, it is at least born with the excitement of the creative, the promise of the new found, the challenge of the untried. If newness be its vice, then boldness be its virtue. Humor, I am told, has a place, and this is the result.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. Oh,
going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. What's today? Monday.
Yeah, it's
had to think.
It's the 28th.
It's Monday.
I am waiting for the 39th.
Yeah, because that's when good things happen. I got to take care of something. Everything sounds so
off. Yeah, it sounds
here.
Off, but it's we'll get used to it instead of adjusting it.
I'm adjusting it, trying to get it set. Nothing is where it's supposed to be.
Isn't that your first thought? Can we live with it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to bring it down.
I was saying, I overheard somebody else in the radio. It works for a different radio station.
Because the person that's in here before us shouldn't be messing with anything.
We shouldn't be sounding like this.
No. And I don't know. I think it sounds okay coming out of the radio.
I don't know.
It's just designed to annoy us.
I don't know.
Because we probably sound fine to the listener. It's just designed to annoy us.
There's a guy that works in the other radio station, at another radio station here. But he has a home studio that he's got it, and I forget who was in there. He wanted to go and tell the engineer, but he was telling it to somebody else. It might have been a coworker. He has a home studio where it's all set perfectly. There's the right compression on the
right.
on the voice. And all
just the
stuff.
Way you want it.
Just the way you want it. And he was in his office, and he was talking to a coworker. He goes, take a guess of which one was recorded here at K-Rock, or at his station at Beasley, and which one was recorded in my home studio. And he played two different things. And he said, that one, that's the home studio. If I could recreate the sound of that here, it would be phenomenal. And he goes, I'd like to go tell Richard.
I used to be impressed by the idea of a home studio.
Yeah.
Well, because it used to be impressive.
Yeah.
In order to have a home studio, you had to have some equipment worth some jack. Nowadays, a home studio to somebody means a laptop.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That would have impressed me until I saw Junior's home studio.
Right, where he's got all the bells and whistles.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, Crocodile Dundee.
But that's a
studio.
But you know what I'm talking about, having it set for the right compression to give your voice some resonance.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, by the way, I got to take care of this.
Oh, good, because I got something I got to take care of, too. So we'll let you go first. I know what that is.
Yeah.
I was in on it.
Yeah.
I should say I was informed.
Yes, and I was just informed. I'm going to tell you something right now. This was delivered. Somebody opened it.
The box?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to count now.
It should be all right. This is just says has the little gift.
Why would somebody open it?
I talked to a higher up, and they didn't know why it was opened.
Is it addressed to them?
Nope. And that means if it's addressed to us,
that's a federal crime.
Please distribute to Lord Raw Dog at your discretion. Signed, Eli.
Yeah, you'll have to parcel it out. You can't
Eli
give him that.
Gifts?
Yeah, you can't give him this all
can
at
I,
once.
Can I show him what there is?
Yeah,
yes.
Show me. Yeah.
Case of Gobstoppers.
Oh my god.
A box of multi-flavored Pop Rocks.
What?
Oh, that's ours, Dan. You can't get. He wouldn't appreciate that.
And no, yeah, I would.
Hey, let's see. Hold on. I don't know, several hundred Pixie sticks.
Oh, nice.
It's got all the flavors. Orange, purple.
Yeah.
Blue.
Blue.
There. Red.
It's got all
there
the
it is.
Stuff.
That's to the Raw Dog.
Oh, man. Thanks, Eli. That's incredible.
And I want to know, because I know, I'm sure Eli's probably listening. Is that what you sent? Is there anything else that should have been in that box?
So we got Pop Rocks, Gobstoppers, and Pixie Sticks.
Yeah. I mean, like a lifetime supply.
If there was anything else in that box, let us know, because somebody opened it on us. And by the way, congratulations to Eli. He is an entrepreneur now.
Really?
He's starting up his own company.
Good for him. I know he was talking. He talked to Mike Chiannopoulos about it.
And I don't think I can say anything else except what it's called.
What?
Root Beer Gaming.
Love it. Oh, speaking of congratulating, congratulations to Shark Girl. She's a new mom.
She's going to be the best mom.
Got a beautiful baby, and she's a new mom.
You know what? If I wasn't so fond of my own mother, she's that good.
Yeah.
And that kid is going to end up being so well-adjusted and brilliant.
Yeah. I think she had a daughter.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people working for her daughter.
She might have had a son. No, well, she had a daughter.
Well, these days, do you really know at that age? I'm not going to say that about Shark Girl, never mind.
Oh, there's Eli. Someone stole the $10,000 cash out of that box.
I wouldn't doubt it. And I have something to show you, Stan.
Yeah.
Since it's Monday, we know we'll be going into the Wayback Machine later on.
Yes.
But let's take a short trip right now, because I want to show you something that I have had on the wall in my office at home in a place of honor.
All right.
For many, many years.
All right.
And I thought, because it should have been last week, but I thought it needed to come and visit the radio station.
All right, what is it?
I will show you.
All right. Dear Stan and Haney, you guys are the greatest. Congratulations on Stan and Haney Boulevard, which incidentally was like 8 years ago.
Just read the whole thing.
You are the funniest two people I've heard of from your number one fan. From Connor Noteboom, 11 years old, September 22nd, 2012. That's awesome. See, 2012, 8 years ago.
So he was 11 then.
So that makes him, what is that, Junior? 19? 19, Haney. 19.
I wonder if he still thinks we're funny or if he's aged out of that demo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's aged out. He'll come back when he's about 60.
But
they age out at about 15, 16, then come back at about 58.
What this is Connor made this picture for us where the text is obviously spelled out. He's got a picture of us and a big star.
Yeah.
And you can tell he put some effort into this. And so I have had it framed and on my wall since 2012. And I noticed the date and September, but I missed it by a week.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah. Because, yeah, last week was, I saw on Facebook, it was all the photos from the dedication of the road, almost a decade ago.
So, we would love to hear from Connor.
Sure.
Noteboom.
Well, we're gonna take a break. What's the program director want?
Doesn't he know better?
Doesn't that program director know better? Hey, doesn't that program director know better than to walk in while we're on the air?
We're discussing important issues here.
You're on the clock, man.
Yeah.
And you got things to do, you know.
Yeah, I know. Can I get some of those Pop Rocks?
Yeah, no.
You can get some of those Pop Rocks if you remember for me to get my cigarettes before you go.
All right.
You tell the program director you're busy. You have very important things to do.
What's he doing? And no, you're not getting any of that stuff till Haney gets what he wants.
Important behind-the-scenes stuff,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, you don't need it right now anyway.
Right.
You can get it when you get back.
Well, right. I want it right now. I don't
That's
need
true.
It right now.
I know, but it won't make it. You can't use it right now.
Want and get are two different things. We'll be back.
You can't be eating Pop Rocks while you're driving.
No.
If they're real Pop Rocks.
Yeah, you'll go off the road. Your head will explode.
Yep.
We'll be back.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Here's what we got coming up on the show for you today. In about a half hour, some interesting news in the local beat happening as we speak, and it involves Elon Musk.
Okay, I'll bite, and you won't tell me anything about it. Thank you, Junior. You're a good boy.
Not until about a half hour from now.
You know, I am so self-destructive.
Yes, you are.
We were just out enjoying a cool Cohiba with the new program director.
Yep. Mr. Interrupter. He's, you know, Junior's trying to do his job, and he just sticks his head. Doesn't he see the on-air light?
And me and the program director have something in common.
What's that?
Our conversations tend to wander.
Yes. You both are our storytellers.
Mm-hmm. And so when we get together, look out.
Yeah.
So he's telling me a story about, you know, years ago when he was 19 and was producing this show and stuff like that. And talking about, you know, we did things, we moved to a bigger market, but we were determined to do things just like we did in the smaller market because we know it works. And then I had to open my big fat mouth and tell him just how inefficient this show is and that we like it that way.
Then that's going to get his wheels turning. We like it that way.
No, he agreed with me.
That it's inefficient.
Yeah, but that it's also for us, it's a plus.
Yes, yes.
See, what I did is I explained to him that I'm aware that it could be viewed as an inefficiency.
Oh, absolutely.
But about 10 years ago, I thought about fixing it, and I realized that fixing it would cause more problems and take away redundancy.
Yep.
And we run this like NASA. You know, you may not understand what we're doing here, but we have redundant systems.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's do the grab bag.
Hopefully he'll forget all about it.
Yeah, he will. Too many things on his plate right now.
Oh, yeah, he can't be worried about us.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I think I'll get away with that one.
US 41, North Naples.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Not everybody that will go, hey, would you like a Cohiba?
I know. By the way, I told you we got the local beat. New game today in about an hour. I'll explain that in a little bit.
Oh, boy. Will that be longer than the game?
No, this is simple, straight to the point.
See, you have different levels of games. Some of them are great where it's called Stan's One Question, that's what it's about. And then you'll have others that are so convoluted.
I predict you will like this game. It's called Who Made the Call? There are tons of legendary sports moments that everybody remembers, and they also remember the call. Your job is to say, who was the announcer that made the call? It should be pretty easy for you and I, and if you're a sports fan, it should be pretty easy. Who made the call? I'm going to play you a momentous moment in sports history with a very famous announcer. Your job is to say who the announcer is.
No, my job is to overthink it and get it wrong.
Yeah. Then we got the Wayback Machine today as well. Haven't done this in a while, especially with the COVID.
What, rock and roll?
Yeah. The local news anchors slipping up. And you know, when they all have to work from home, there's that delay in the microphones, and they get a little confused, and that leads to a bunch of local news bloopers.
All right, welcome back to Eyewitness News.
Back into Eyewitness News.
It's okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, well,
boy, what camaraderie. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth on this. Good morning to you, too.
Well, we've been told to stay at home, but that hasn't stopped, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Former Health Secretary Alan Johnson joins us down the line from hell, from Hull. Alan Johnson, I'm never going to recover from that now, am I?
Wait a second. You don't have the one from Saturday?
No, this is what they gave me.
When Wolf Blitzer is going live. to the correspondent who was there when the announcement has just been made about the Supreme Court, and the woman starts to talk about Roe v. Wade immediately, and the crowd starts chanting, CNN is fake news. And Wolf goes, we can't quite understand you over the crowd there. CNN is fake news. But Wolf, I have really... let's go to someone at a desk.
This happens fast, but I'm going to explain to you what you're going to be hearing. Another proposal fail. This time on two separate pontoon boats next to each other. On one, the man is holding a ring box. On the other, the woman he's going to propose to. When the woman goes to kiss the guy, she hits the gas on her boat. He falls head over heels
into the propeller
and almost kicks the guy in the head. He then falls off his own boat and she zooms towards the dock. It all happens very fast in this messed up. Just listen.
Oh, it's like a fairy tale.
All I heard was fairy tale.
Yeah, that's a fairy. It's a nightmare. I kind of like this. And everything's okay now. Someone in Tampa called 911 the other night when they heard a neighbor yelling the word shoot. Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Repeatedly.
Yep. But it turned out to be a huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Watching the game.
Who was watching the playoff game. The neighbors felt so bad about it, they left a 12-pack of beer on his porch and a note. And
they were pretty cool, actually.
Apologizing. You say, you know, when we watch the NBA Finals, don't get too upset.
They left us beer.
What's it say? Sorry about Wednesday night, LOL. I grew up around a lot of domestic violence, and I legitimately thought someone was going to get shot. Good luck to the Lightning. I'll be watching the NBA Finals, LOL. Caesar and Christine.
Let's go.
Caesar and Christine, thank you guys so much.
Passionate about those Lightning. Passionate about those Bolts.
Well, for most people, and especially in the age of COVID, watching a game is the only time that you can politely make noise. People understand that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was in...
You just start cheering for no reason, people will be upset.
When I was in Europe for the World Cup in 82, and you'd walk down the little villages in, like, France and Italy, because I think Italy won it that year, every room and every little, small little flat... As you walk down, we're screaming and yelling at the same
probably,
time.
Probably, you know, yelling Olé or something like that. You know, when you grow up in Daytona, you get used to noise. Especially when the races are running. You just learn to live with it.
Dateline Phoenix. A guy had a heart attack in a Taco Bell drive-thru lane earlier this month.
Oh, no. Was that Ron Paul?
No.
Oh, that was a stroke, wasn't it? Yeah.
Fortunately for the heart attack victim, the employees quickly called for help, and there was a fire station across the street. So two firefighters ran over to the drive-thru to save him, and they did.
Very evident that something was not right. A 6'4", getting him out of the car, I was not going to be able to do.
We put the pads on him. I shocked him one time, and within a minute of that shock and some more compressions, his heart started to beat on its own again.
And that's why it was so important for me to see Captain Keller is, without him, it would have been very different.
In all the years I've done this, never really got a chance to meet some of the people who I believe we've impacted positively, and especially the family and all the extended family that came.
Do they travel with their own background music?
Maybe. Yeah, transistor radio. That one ear plug. Martin Short is very funny.
Always has been.
There was a Father of the Bride cast reunion for a Zoom wedding this weekend. It was actually almost a mini sequel going on where Kieran Culkin's character gets married during the family Zoom call. Martin Short presided over the officiating of the wedding.
Matthew, repart after me. I give you this ring as a symbol of my love.
I give you this ring as a symbol of my love.
And as a reminder that I am forever by your side.
And as a reminder that I am forever by your side.
Now, Rachel?
I give you this ring as a symbol of my love. And as a reminder that I am forever by your side.
Matthew, do you take Rachel to be your partner, your best friend, and your lovely wedded wife to love for all of time?
I absolutely do.
And Rachel, do you take Matthew?
I do.
Okay. To the point. Well, I think we've done this. Someone's in a hurry. Okay. Father Powder and busted the knee by the state of California. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Now, was that real or make-believe?
I guess it was real. Well, maybe not. I think it was just a sequel to the thing because the character got married.
Why are we doing this?
COVID. You can't dispute that. It's COVID. By the way, Ron DeSantis, our governor, lifted phase three and everything can run as normal, pretty much.
Was it normal this weekend?
I went out this weekend and no. Everybody is still afraid. You're so into the pattern of limited seating, making sure that all the protocols, which you should do. But I went to two different eating establishments over the weekend, and they still had the separated tables. They still had...
Well, you still managed to eat enough to make yourself sick.
Yeah, that's true. So I was good. But it is. They haven't caught on yet. Still the blocked off tables and the...
So...
Governor says we're open.
The governor says don't worry about it, and everybody else says don't pay any attention to the governor. It's corporate.
We're still... Yeah, well... They're still worried, and I think it's coming from the top of businesses. Don't do it yet.
See, it takes a while.
Well, you're into such a routine now with this.
Yeah, it takes a while for corporate, and I mean corporate with a capital C, all of them, to understand, okay, this isn't something we can ignore. We'd prefer to ignore it, but now that we're involved, we've really got to screw it up.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's have several layers between us and them so that at every stage something can be gotten wrong. Okay?
Get a load of this.
I'm going to need you to CC that to everybody.
Back in the 90s, before she became a queen diva, Mariah Carey actually recorded an alternative album.
Oh, boy.
And...
She was around... In 89.
Yeah, and in the 90s, she recorded an alternative. Here's a little sample of it.
This real?
This is real.
Did she do it under her name or a fake name?
She shared it, a clip. She personally shared it. The album she was working on, I don't know that they released it, was called Daydream. And it has been sitting around. And she just released a clip of it to show you, yeah, I had an alternative album ready to go back in the 90s.
I don't mind it.
What do you think? What did you think? You didn't like it, Junior, at all. Did
I didn't
you?
Like
well,
it.
Well, it's before your time.
Compared to her other stuff, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But what Mariah Carey is doing there, for her, that's like breathing.
Yep.
That's like, you know, driving your Lamborghini around doing the speed limit. It's nothing to her. That's just talking for her.
A new documentary airs tonight, a new special, Joe Exotic, Before He Was King.
Boy, the poor son of a bitch is sitting in jail while they pump every last dollar out of
him. It premieres tonight on Investigation Discovery. It tells the lifelong story of what sent Joe down a path of depravity and conspiracy to commit murder.
That's fake.
Here's an exclusive preview as we learn that animals getting out of his control began at a very young age.
First part of my childhood on a farm in Garden City, Kansas, I went to a Catholic school and we had white mice and some other animals in the classroom. And during the summertime, the nuns let me bring home the white mice for the summer. And I brought home 4 white mice and it was time to go back to school. I think I had close to 50 or 60 of them. They multiplied that fast.
His relationship with animals as a child may have also been complicated because there are some reports of him harming animals.
But there is an even darker secret lurking in Joe's childhood.
You're going to have to watch tonight. It's on Investigation Discovery.
Let him out of jail. Leave the man alone.
Now, see, I didn't know all of this detail. And do you remember when the Black Lives Matter thing started heating up earlier this year? And Mike Henry, the voice of Cleveland Brown, said, "I'm stepping down. It should be done. The voice
yeah,
should be done with, by
right around
man.
The same time that Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima's
right.
went away."
Yep, yep. I didn't know this. I guess the upcoming season of Family Guy, Mike Henry is still doing the voice. Apparently, he agreed to do it for 1 more year.
4 more years!
And then be replaced. But his replacement has already been picked. And it was a YouTuber guy. And he studied Mike Henry.
Is he black enough?
He's black, and he has a foreign name. I couldn't pronounce the name.
Arif Sahir?
Yeah, that's him.
What did he say?
Arif Sahir.
Arif Sahir. Oh,
that's just crazy talk.
But he was a YouTuber. Now listen.
You do a great Cleveland Brown. Why couldn't
know,
you replace
him? Because I'm white.
Here's the new voice of Cleveland. There's the guy. He's going to be doing it next season.
Oh, no.
Not this season, but next season.
Is he black or is he Arab?
I don't know, but he sounds like Cleveland. Here you go.
Hey, so all the new people who are worried that, you know, I'm going to stray too away from Mike's performance, I promise that is not the case.
Because I've studied Mike. I mean, he's incredible. I won't let you down, I promise.
What's poppin' with it? Peter Griffin, I be rockin' with him. Got a shorty, I be dodging women, and a booty soft de Versace linen. Junior got a daddy who be winning. Rollo got a daddy who...
So that's the new voice.
So the only guy that loses is Mike Henry.
But I don't understand it. I'm stepping down. No, I'll do this year coming up, then I'll step down.
And
what
we'll have
hell?
Someone who sounds exactly
yes.
like what I'm doing, which
yes.
is a white man playing a black man.
Yes! I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. You know, I thought we lived in a world where Joe Montana could be safely retired. We didn't expect any more heroics, but he had to do it again.
Yeah, he went and saved his grandkids.
Had to do it again.
The hero.
What are we going to do when Joe Montana's no longer around?
Got a great local beat story for you. Elon Musk involved. And
The future. Now, I wonder how far you're stretching this to keep my interest.
The future is bright if they go through with this.
Stan, if this is one of my ideas that you would never hear me out on, I am going to be so pissed.
This is one of his ideas, and the state is saying...
Why does everybody listen to Elon Musk, but they won't listen to me?
Because he has rocket ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said, I want to build rocket ships, and somebody did it instead of going, that's nuts.
It's being talked about. What he's come up with, you might be familiar with it, but it might be coming here. Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
Everybody, Stan and Haney.
Oh, Lord. You got me in stitches.
Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show in 30 minutes. You know, a lot of the wind went out of my sails for this game we're supposed to play in about 30 minutes when I...
Well, you can always call an audible. Think about what Joe Montana would do.
Yep.
He's perfect.
But the thing is I used to be able to roust people around here, get me some prizes. And then I would put Junior on it, and he made everybody around here so mad, he has to go only through the program director.
Oh, he's not allowed to talk to people now?
And because he made people mad.
Apparently I have an attitude problem.
Yeah, well, I could have told you that without going around causing more problems.
But he's oblivious to it. He doesn't understand that.
I know he is.
Just the way I am.
But we'll still do it. I think.
And as a millennial, isn't that your right?
Yeah.
I'm entitled.
Yeah.
Yes.
We adjust to you.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Nice try. But we do have some K-Rock hats. I think we got haircuts and stuff.
They're nice hats, okay?
They're nice hats, and I'll give them all out.
As soon as I wear this hat out, I'm going to start wearing one.
Good man.
You know me in hats.
Yeah.
How long would you say I wear the average hat for?
Till it falls off your head, and I don't mean wind blowing it off. I mean it decaying.
Yeah. There was one I had.
For a long time.
I think, did I get it in Key West?
I don't know. It just, it looked horrific.
It fell apart.
I
still have it, though.
Stains and sweat marks on it.
And now...
Kind of like the one you're wearing.
The hat can no longer be worn because it's completely stiff.
Yep. From sweat.
Yeah. That means I'm working.
Yeah. let's do the local beat. This has the potential to be spectacular. And if it comes about, life will change for us here in Southwest Florida,
for the better?
Yes, sir. I think it'd be absolutely phenomenal. Local, who's he talking to when I'm trying to do a...
Never mind. That's why we have him behind glass, Ben.
Yeah. This is from the Naples Daily News. It's also in the news press. And there's been talk about it, little bits here and there. This was the first full story I heard about this in more detail. I believe we have the link on our Facebook page. I'm giving you an abbreviated version, just the facts. But this could be really cool. Headline in the Naples Daily News. Plans for an Elon Musk-inspired 700-mile-per-hour superloop bullet train for Southwest Florida.
For us?
Well, again, it's a little ways off, but we're on the list. The story begins in the Naples Daily News. Forget a boring old toll road. How about a privately subsidized bullet train for Southwest Florida instead? And when we say bullet, we mean about 700 miles an hour. 700 miles an hour. That's what's being discussed at state and regional levels as a major proposal quickly moves forward. The legislature in Florida appropriated an initial $1 million to the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority to take the lead in Florida in studying alternative transportation for the state. It includes the Elon Musk-inspired Hyperloop bullet train. In a plan advanced by California-based Hyperloop TT, which already has development projects overseas, stops beyond Tampa planned for this, as they're studying it, would include Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Venice, and South Florida, essentially following the I-75 corridor. The Transit Authority is authorized by the legislature to spend the money on studies through the year 2022.
So we could go to Miami or Tampa for dinner.
Wait till you hear this. This will blow your mind. A time frame beyond 2022 has yet to be determined, but if they like the results they see, they're going to continue. Hyperloop involves a floating pod that travels inside a low-pressure tube. Because almost all of the air is removed from the tube, friction is greatly reduced. And in theory, the pods can reach speeds of more than 700 miles per hour. So, they give you an example. Say you want to go to Ybor City's Columbia restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would.
And you're leaving from Naples, the Naples station of the Hyperloop. You would leave Naples, not Fort Myers, not farther up in Cape Coral, all the way down in Naples. You'd board the Hyperloop, and you'd be at Ybor City's Columbia restaurant in 15 minutes. And they say maybe even more time to spare, depending on how it zips along. 15 minutes from Naples to Ybor City.
Wow.
Now, Musk describes the Hyperloop as a cross between a Concorde, a railgun, and an air hockey table. The business magnate and engineer conceived the design and has allowed companies such as Virgin Hyperloop 1 and Hyperloop TT to run with his idea. Hyperloop TT, which is the one that they're
looking at. So what do you do, license the technology?
I think so. Hyperloop TT has projects going on right now in France, Germany, and Abu Dhabi, with a goal of initiating construction in those areas by 2023, less than 3 years from now. A newly completed official study in Ohio, where they're also looking at this, say it would cost, about $50 billion to build a system from Chicago through the Buckeye State to Pittsburgh. But they tell private investors there's a profit to be made for that $50 billion. Of $30 billion for private investors over 25 years.
Look at that. It would go in a straight line, Naples to Fort Lauderdale.
Now, the Ohio study has already worked it down. Well, how much is it going to cost somebody to ride this train? Is the cost going to be astronomical? Based on data obtained by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, from another study done, it would cost about $33 for a trip. So you get a ticket down in Naples, $33, and it'll zip you in 15 minutes to Ybor City.
And before you say, well, $33, that's a tank of gas.
Yep.
And you're probably going to need more than one to make that round trip.
The study that was done in Ohio said $33 for the trip, you would go from Pittsburgh to Columbus, Ohio in about 15 minutes. They say it's roughly the same distance as if you went from Naples to Ybor City up in Tampa.
That is such a game changer.
It's a complete game changer. It's a complete game changer. Yeah, we've had talks over the years. Oh, we need to put in a rail system. We need better mass transit.
Well, even more people are moving here now.
You go with that thing. I don't know. I don't understand this stuff. How does the human body withstand going through the tube at 700 miles per hour? Pressurized?
Well, yeah, there's no air.
There'd be air in the thing.
The environment inside the tube would be different from the environment the tube is traveling through.
The thing would just fly 700 miles an hour. And eventually, they wanted to have it go like from all the way up in St. Petersburg, Tampa, all the way down to Fort Lauderdale.
Now, think about that. You could work in Tampa or Miami and build yourself an effing mansion in Port Charlotte.
Yeah. You could use that as a commuter train? And you could live anywhere you want on the West Coast.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people from Fort Lauderdale, Miami, would move over here.
Yeah, that could be bad.
Yeah, we need to cut it off at Naples.
Yeah, just Naples. Again, this is our area.
But I'll tell you this.
Still studying it.
If they do that, they should have plans. If they're going to do it, they should do it all at once. And
well, I don't know that they're going to do it all at once.
And it should go Tampa, Orlando, Daytona, Jacksonville.
The story that I got this from, there's already another company with plans to do a high-speed one in Orlando and kind of do the East Coast, mm-hmm. where it would go Orlando down to Miami. And north of there. So there is this is the company that is looking at our area. There's another company looking in the Orlando area.
So maybe this will be like the good old days with the different railroad companies coming in and building huge grand hotels.
Yes, yep. Those railroad barons.
Yep.
Come in, buy up everything. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back.
It's like, these are things we can do. We just don't.
Oh, they can't. As I said in the article, over in France and Abu Dhabi, they're already in the planning stages to start to build. They plan to go and start building their versions in less than 3 years.
It's doable.
It's completely doable. And it's private investment. So it'll save taxpayers a lot of money. Elon Musk wants to get these investors to put up $50 billion.
All it takes is for government to get out of the way.
Yep.
And they'll do it.
Yes.
Because that's the way it's supposed to work. People make money when they have a superior product.
And we know Elon Musk can do this stuff. He's already proved it. France, Germany, and Abu Dhabi already have their plans in the works. We'll give you a chance to win when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon. Over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Hour away from the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. Very quickly, I do want to point this out. We were talking about the Elon Musk Hyperloop.
I was thinking about it, and the implications, there are so many of them.
There's a naysayer out there. And proceeded
to... Who is it, Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. There will be G-forces, Stan. 700 miles per hour would put you in your chair. No getting up. Face will be stretched by the time you get to Ybor. And what about safety? I see deaths occurring.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yep. Nobody in their right mind would get on an airplane that's going 500 miles an hour.
Go figure.
They'd probably have to pressurize the cabin on an airplane, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And speaking of airplanes and this Hyperloop,
yeah.
You know how you and I occasionally like to go to Las Vegas, Nev?
Yeah.
And you're always looking at the flights and you're willing to drive to any airport?
Yeah. That'd take you right there.
This would kind of open up all kinds of airports.
Hope that train has room for luggage. What? Listen up, folks. What if you made the rules? You'd probably make ice cream mandatory for breakfast, maybe decide mullets were back fashionable again. And if you were in charge of your wireless plan, you'd like to do something to save yourself a bunch of money. Well, guess what? You're in luck. Because when you get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together, you can save hundreds a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it.
Huh.
Yep.
What's this about mullets coming back?
Yeah, from unlimited to shared data or mix of each, it's all one plan.
And that includes mullets.
Yep. Hey, you're making the rules here.
Get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together for $40 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with our 1-gig wireless data option. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/25/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Xfinity Internet required.
For the mullet?
No. No, not that. All right, let's try to... here's what I got for prizes. I've got a fistful, and I mean a fistful, of the gray K-Rock hats. These are the mesh trucker-style caps embroidered, and I also have some haircuts left from Twin Cuts. Four locations in Southwest Florida to serve you. Open Monday through Thursday. Walk-ins welcome. If, guys, you need a haircut, ladies, haircuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, hair coloring, and more at Twin Cuts. So, K-Rock hat, Twin Cuts, haircuts. We're going to play Who Made the Call? I'll release the phones after the first clip. I'm going to play you a moment in sports history. Everybody remembers them. You tell me who the famous sports announcer making the call. You may know right off the bat. You may have heard it from somebody else. You may be a fan of these people. Your job is, I'll tell you what the event is too. Your job is to tell me who was announcing it. Simple as that. I'll release the phones after the first clip. Who was announcing these major sporting events? 277-9600. This was in 1980. The Miracle on Ice. The United States defeat the Soviet Union in ice hockey at the 1980 Olympics. Who's doing the play-by-play?
Petrov with it. The Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot. Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Karlamov shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Will you let the knock? Gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. Yeah, everybody remembers the call. Even if you weren't even alive then, you've seen the replays so many times.
I'm so glad it happened then, because now they'd probably be booed.
Yep. 277-9600. Who was the famous sports announcer calling that game? He's still working and doing it today. He has not retired.
He slowed down.
He slowed down, but he's still doing it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Paul.
Paul, who was doing the play-by-play of the Miracle on Ice?
Al Michaels.
The great Al Michaels, now doing Sunday Night Football, been doing it for a long time. You can have a K-Rock hat or a haircut.
I'll do the hat.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. That's how the game's played. Yeah.
And with our prizes, you can fix the problem or cover it up.
Exactly. Exactly. This was the 1988 World Series. A hobbled Kurt Gibson.
I thought you couldn't play this.
Oh, you can play it. Yeah,
I thought that it personally brought back memories to you that you can't.
I can go beyond that for the show.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. I'll never forget this moment. I'll never forget it.
See, I get to remember it as a happy moment.
Yeah. Who's the play-by-play announcer of that miracle moment when Kurt Gibson comes off the bench to hit a home run and win it for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
You want to talk about clutch?
He could barely walk, and the man calling the play-by-play is one of the greatest of all time. His son wishes he could be as good as his dad.
I can't remember, other than maybe when Hank Aaron broke the record, a more dramatic moment in baseball.
Who made the call?
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable! A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw.
Who made the call? Who was doing the play-by-play? Who was the announcer? His son, very active in sports broadcasting.
And but, just a social justice warrior.
Yeah, and not even close to being as good as his daddy. Who made the call there? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary from Inglewood.
Hey, Gary from Inglewood. Who made the call?
I believe it was Vin Scully.
No. Not that one. The more famous one is this one. Vin Scully also called it for another network.
Mm-hmm.
But not the one that most people know. See, Vin Scully was so great that when the home run was hit, and Jack Buck, too. But they're both...
What did you say?
Jack Buck. Jack Buck. Oh, that's too late. I ruined it. Because I start talking about Vin Scully. Sorry. Let's go to the next one. I went and said the name.
Damn. Now, if I had done that, what would you be doing
right
now?
I'd be losing my mind, much like I'm losing my mind right now.
But you're mad at Stan this time.
I'm mad at me because I let the name out. It was Jack Buck.
Well, why don't you give Stan a piece of your mind?
Trust me.
Do it.
Internally.
Do it. I want to hear it.
I ain't going to go and yell at me. I'm yelling on the inside.
What is being said on the inside, though?
What an idiot.
My God, I can't believe I work with this guy.
Don't worry. I got more.
I do that, too. Don't worry about it.
I got more.
Oh, this guy. Whoa.
The heavyweight championship of the world. Smoking Joe Frazier, George Foreman. Who's doing the call of the fight?
I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt. Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer, right next to me is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner. He is as poised as can be. We have a minute left in this first round, and already this fight is proving out what some have expected.
Who's that? Do you know who that is? Junior, don't say the name like I did, but do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Let's see.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, let me see. Well, let me see if somebody knows, because I'm not saying the name.
Ever again.
Ever again. Well, I'll say it if the other person gets it. Ahoy, who's that? Ahoy, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, who's making the call?
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell, you are absolutely right. 1973, I believe that was in Jamaica. And George Foreman beat Joe Frazier. What would you like, hat or haircut?
Hat.
Done. Hold on. You play the thing for Haney every single day.
I was just about to say Howard Cosell.
Uh-huh. He was just about to say it.
It was on the top of my tongue.
I don't have a clue. Do it every day. These are two clips because the gentleman was so unique. It didn't have to be a special event. It just merely had to be a home run. Here's a couple by this guy who called a lot of home runs for primarily three teams, but famous mainly for two teams in Chicago. Who's doing the play-by-play here? Who's the man?
Now the pitch. There's a high drive, deep right, set away back. Might be out of here. It's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. A third man scores. And look at this star. Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! He did it again. He did it again.
Oh.
The game is tied.
Who is that?
He's a big fan and a Bud man.
He sure is. That's what could have killed him. Who is that? Who's making the call there? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe in the Cape. How you doing?
Joe in the Cape, how are you, buddy? Who's making the call there?
That'd be Harry Carey. Holy cow.
Absolutely. One of the greats. Harry Carey, a play-by-play guy for the St. Louis Cardinals, the Chicago White Sox, the Oakland A's, I think, for a year, and then wrapped up his career where he became beloved at Wrigley Field with the Chicago Cubs. What would you like? Hat?
I'll take a hat.
All right, you got a hat. Hold on. Got one more for you. This one is a little different. Because the man was a stylist. More a color commentator than a play-by-play guy. And boy, did he love to do a broadcast on Thanksgiving. Who is this? We all loved him for so many years. Who is this?
But I got to show you how to... I can't show you. I need fresh turducken. I'm going to have crazy turducken. But anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey. So as you cut down that way, you go turkey, dressing, duck, dressing, chicken.
And how many legs does a turducken have?
About eight. Who is that? Oh, we loved him. They're still making money off his name today.
Yeah, he was so great that if he needed it, he could have even more than 8 turkey legs.
Yes. Now, do you know who that is?
Howard Cosell.
Jeez.
What are you eating?
Tater chips.
See, he learned something.
Do we want to give him some Pop Rocks?
Yes, please.
One package.
One package?
What flavor do you want?
Blue.
Hold on.
Did you throw your back out or something?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're a little stiff.
Always.
You know, every time you got to do something where you bend over, you say it's the packaging's fault or the door's fault.
Yeah.
You seem like you're in pain every time you...
Every day. Every day.
You need scissors?
Nope. What kind did you want?
Blue or purple.
Look. Oh, here you go.
Blue.
There's blue.
Oh. Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I stepped on my headphones. There you go. All right, what the hell? We'll try this one again.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable! A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw.
All right, now, who's that? And I ain't saying anymore. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Paul Nemo from Naples.
Paul, who was that?
That was Joe Buck.
No, it wasn't.
Nope.
No, it wasn't. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake, who was that?
I believe that was John Madden.
No, you're one behind. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Elliot.
Elliot, who was that?
Vin Scully.
No. No. Ahoy, who? And I gave the name out. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Who is it?
Was that Ernie Harwell?
No, it wasn't Ernie Harwell. You know, he was a guest on our show, Ernie Harwell.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Linda, I can, Haney's got Pop Rocks in his mouth, so excuse me. Who was calling the game?
That was Jack Buck.
That was Jack Buck. You better believe it. Hat or haircut?
We'll take the hat.
All right, hold on.
These are good Pop Rocks.
All right, what flavor you got?
Crackling gum. It turns into bubble gum.
It turns into bubble gum?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have got that one.
What flavor is this one? Hold on. Oh, that's cotton candy flavor. What color is that? Let me try this.
Oh, that's nice.
This is the original.
I want to see what I got here.
Low price of $24. Get all you can eat. And that pitch up and in, and that knocks him down. So Sanchez will get first base. Edmondson will move up to second, and that ran in. Looked like it hit him on the shoulder. And Gary Robinson protests that ball ran up and in, and I think he's saying that perhaps that ball might have hit the bat.
Sugar.
And the bases are loaded. I don't believe Roberto Ortiz is being swayed by the argument Gary is making quite yet, at least.
What am I listening to?
Robinson continues just to Pop discuss Rock. The matter behind Pat Irvin at home. Still checking at first base on Sanchez. So Robinson will return to the dugout.
I love Pop Rock.
And with the bases loaded and one out, Nicholas Longmire, the batter, and now Gary's been thrown out of the game. Now he's going to kick dirt on home plate. Harry Robinson now gesturing, showing exactly what he believes happened. Now he's going to spread some dirt. He's going to cover up home plate. G-Rob getting a lamb in. Now kicks him over at umpire Roberto Ortiz. And he is now going to run down the first base line. Is he going to try to take first base out? Yes, he is.
That was a good one.
He's picked it up. I think he's going to toss it out. No, he's going to take it with him. He's going to say, this is my base. I'm carrying it with me. Or is he going to give it? He's going to sign it, and he's going to give it to a fan. He's signing first base. Presenting it to the front row or second row. There we go. There's a souvenir for you. Robinson with some parting words, and there he goes. The new first base immediately brought out. Well, there's a souvenir I'm sure that fan didn't expect.
Yeah.
No, not in the least.
Thank you for the color commentary.
Situation is not in the least. Irvin is actually going to be cleaning home plate. I think Roberto Ortiz should be doing that. Well, it's certainly the most animated we've seen Garrett Robinson.
That's the most animated argument we've seen from a
I don't need your
Spike slash Haymakers
cents.
Manager since Mark Tejon in the opening year.
Thank you.
How about that fan?
Hey,
getting the souvenir.
That's right, Steve.
Something they'll never forget.
We'll be back.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. Less than an hour away from quitting time for a lot of you. Get that Monday out of the way. We're going to update you on traffic for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes from now. We take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We take a look back at what was on the Billboard Top 40 for this very week in a particular year. Today we're looking at 10 through 6. These are songs that were at the bottom of the top 10 of American Top 40 this very week. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. All right, just one thing on the board, and it might be pretty bad, hopefully in the clearing stages by now, because it's been reported twice in the last 40 minutes is still being active. Crash, 700 block of Alabama Road and Southwood in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, please.
Domination continues.
Did you see on our food service? Because it's fall. My wife says to me, I said, what's for the upcoming week? Oh, stuffed shells. I'm like, oh, that sounds good in a pumpkin sauce.
No.
I said, move on. A pumpkin. You like a pumpkin sauce?
If the time is right, it's not the right time.
It's still not as bad as pumpkin spice veggie chili.
Blah.
I mean, they really got to stop catering to the vegetarians.
Got to stop.
First thing I do to scan through is any meat options.
Yep. Junior, did you cook a boil this weekend?
No, I made a pot roast.
Ah, and how did you make that?
Slow cooker.
All right, how many hours? 6 or 8?
About 5.
Okay. very tough.
Wrong answer.
No, very tender.
No,
very
there's only tender. Two choices.
What?
Six or eight.
I just cook it until it's tender.
No, he cooks it until he can't wait to eat.
Yep. Five hours.
That smells,
not enough.
That smells good enough.
Yeah, not enough time. Oh, it might have been tender, but it wasn't fall apart tender.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did you have veggies with it?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Onions, carrots, and Yukon Gold potatoes.
Right. What kind of onions?
The sweet onion.
The tiny?
The yellow onion.
What are you talking about? A pearl onion, Haney? You're talking
yes,
about a pearl onion?
That's what you got to have with a roast.
No, I take two onions, have them, and just put it right in.
You use any beef stock or anything?
Yeah, definitely.
You eat half an onion at a time?
No, it falls apart. I mean, there's layers.
If you cook it 6 to 8 hours.
See, I always appreciated a good pearl onion.
It turned out good.
I appreciate a pearl onion in a martini.
You know, when I always appreciated that when I'd go to Morrison's and have some stew, it would have that pearl onion.
Oh sure. In it. Nice little treat. Nice little surprise.
It's mainly those and carrots. I go, ooh, that looks good. And finally, a nude woman gets into a brawl that leads police to a wanted kidnapper.
What?
Well, a nude woman will get your attention,
yes.
And then who knows where it
yeah,
leads.
Yeah, you want to do an attention grabber and then do the story.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
All right, thank you. Laughter.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Today is National Drink Beer Day.
Pick any day.
Not to be confused with National Beer Day. Today is National Drink Beer Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you should drink more beer.
Top reasons you should drink more beer.
The more beer you enjoy, the more sexually attractive your spouse becomes.
It is man.
Hey.
If you drink enough of it, it'll give you a lucrative side hustle recycling empties.
Mm-hmm. Hold my beer.
Not a lot of people know this, but it's actually very good for your overall bone health.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because if you're home drunk all the time, you're less likely to break one.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Go ahead. Enjoy. Nobody on your Zoom call can smell your breath. It has antioxidants, which are a thing you've heard of.
Yep. Jeez.
And finally, the very top reason you should drink more beer.
Yes.
As we all know, every time you crack open a cold PBR, an angel gets an AR-15.
Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please. Round the side.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. You can email us anytime you like. See, we've got the texting here, but a lot of times I don't see it. Junior sees it. He sees every word written to see if they're talking about him.
Well, that's why he believes it is all about.
Yep. If you'd like to email us, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Remember when Junior got fired for no reason and was away for a year?
Yeah.
He doesn't think the show continued. It just stopped.
Yeah.
You guys took a hiatus.
And then, waiting for your return.
And
exactly.
Started back up again when you returned.
What are you eating now?
More Pop Rocks. He stole another bag of them. It's all sugar, you know. It's all sugar.
What really flavor? What flavor you got now?
Blue.
All right, email. This comes from Gary Z. He heard our question of the week, and that was last Thursday, and it was, what is the oldest piece of technology you still have in use? This is pretty good. And then I got an unbelievable letter from Meg.
How's she doing?
She had a run-in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a second. Let's read Gary's first. Ahoy, guys. That is a good question of the week for falling into your lap. About 4 years ago, I bought a 1951 Ford Wrecker in North Fort Myers near the Shell factory. The fellow who had it talked to the original owner. He was in his 80s. I told him that he bought it. I was told he bought it new. And it was the first wrecker in Lee County. The hand crank, the gears, they all still work. To pick up automobiles, we put in a new engine, transmission, wiring, and still to this day working on it. Soon it should be on the road. He sent some pictures and he says, as you can tell, it looks just like the Towmator from the movie Cars.
Hmm.
Everyone who sees it says, you've got that tow truck. I plan on using it in parades and gatherings.
Oh, and that's very cool.
Yeah, and when I get it on the road, if you guys want, you can use it as a prop for some of your gatherings. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we could tow Junior down the road.
Yep. Have it in Naples, so it's close by. Thanks for all of your entertainment. Signed, Gary Z. Thank you, Gary. And yes, very nice. I'm going to preface this by saying, if Meg went through this, A, I commend her, and B, it's a crazy world. She had a little run-in. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. First of all, I want to say congratulations on 27 years in broadcasting, Mark Haney. He is still the Bill O'Reilly of Southwest Florida.
Oh, that's only 27 years since I became Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
That's just here.
How long? For real?
Total 1982, that means 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
38, both of us, 38 years in broadcasting. Right? Am I right on that, Junior? 38?
Yeah.
Thank you. How about Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away? Question mark. Listen to this. I was at World Market on Friday in Alabama, looking for a new brew to try, when I felt a small earthquake. When I later realized we don't have earthquakes here. Then I saw two aisles over a Jenny Craig dropout crying hysterically. I look at my phone and I saw the news. Just as I was going to pay for my items, I heard the poor offspring ask, "Why are you crying, Mama?" The Chubette said, "Honey, when you're older, you'll understand what times we are living in." The poor child looked at me like, "Help me." I finally spoke up and said, "Is this the type of example you want to set for your child?"
Uh-oh.
She said, "What do you mean?" I said, Is this the type of example you want to set? If you don't get your way, you pinch a fit. I'm sorry you're upset about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she yelled, "It's all your president's fault she died." I said, "No, it's called age. And you need to stop blaming him for everything that goes wrong in your life and be a better role model." She yelled something else at me, and out of respect to your show, I'm not going to say what it was. I think it's safe to say I'm an anti-feminist and will not be allowed back at World Market.
God bless you, Meg.
You guys are the greatest. Signed, Meg. That's amazing. If that's a true story, Meg, which I think, knowing you, it is, that's amazing.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And then we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're going to look at the bottom of the top 10. These all were top 10 hits this week in a particular year. So let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll tell you where we're going. All right, just one thing on the board right now, and it is a disabled vehicle. State Road 82 and Daniels Parkway. They say right near the Rod and Gun Club.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, a junior over there was asking, and we know a little bit about it. Last Friday, he was asking, what's that place with the in San Carlos Park with the pyramids and the head of Beethoven? You know what I remember?
Yeah. What is that place?
We talked about it years ago.
The like Pyramid Village or something? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would sneak in there and then like it's like they knew immediately and would chase us out. It felt like a cult.
The Germans.
It's the Germans.
Yeah, why do you think there's a head of Beethoven there?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
There you go.
And to people in Germany, they make it seem like San Carlos Park is right on the beach, beautiful Florida.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful Florida, just walking distance from the beach.
And it's been proven that the shape of the pyramid is a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
That kind of beer.
There you go.
It's creepy.
Yep.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah. Let's find out where we're going. Let's see what was in the top 10.
And they don't like looky-loos.
No, they don't. Let's see where
we're
going.
When did you try to sneak in there?
It was like, I think freshman year of high school. We jumped the fence or whatever, and then like all of a sudden you see lights turning
because,
on.
Because
people coming outside.
And that came up because a radio personality in another studio came across and she said, "We're going to go and have a picnic out there." And this, no, you're not. You know, they won't let you have a picnic over there.
Did the Germans get you?
No, but you could like see their silhouettes like coming out of their houses, and we just got too freaked out and just left. Like we wanted to see what it was about,
but
like, it's like it felt like a horror movie almost.
But you're a couple of young toughs. You're scared of nothing.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared of a lot of things.
All right.
So, how many of you were there?
Two.
And you just turned tail and ran.
Yes. Yeah, we booked it.
And all they had to do was turn on some lights and let you see their silhouettes.
Yeah, they were all they were coming at us from every direction.
You don't know that it's there until you have to look for it, and then you'll see it, and then you'll know.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here.
By
the Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
this week in 1973.
Remember, you heard it.
Sure do.
I'll bet you danced to it.
Too young.
Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
Live it up.
With Stan and Haney. Number 10.
Allman Brothers.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
And you wound up on the wrong end of a gun.
But I was born in the backseat of a Greyhound bus, rolling down Highway 41.
Lord, I was born.
Is that Dickie Betts singing?
Yep. Dwayne was gone.
Yeah, oh yeah, by that time.
They needed a big hit. And Dickie stepped up. Oh yeah. Nice when you got two drummers, Junior.
Not all the time.
Well, those two drummers made it work pretty good.
And that they did. Proudest moments in life.
Number 10 this week in 1973.
I was up on the stage, and as we were doing our set, we could look over to our right, and there was Greg's organ.
Yep. Coming in at number 9.
Love this song.
B.W. Stevenson.
My Maria.
My Maria.
Is this a song about a guy banging his secretary?
Could be.
I've been longing to see her when she's around. She takes my blues away.
Sure does.
Yeah. Maria, come take my blues away.
The sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
Yes.
I'm a lonely dreamer, lonely highway in the sky.
Everybody! That! The Stan and Haney difference. Ah, oh, Maria.
I'm Maria. There was some blue and sorrow time. Just my thoughts about you bring back
W. Stevenson, number 9 this week in 73. Coming in at number 8 were the Isley Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That lady.
Who's that lady?
Yeah. Sing that song, mother. The body and the floor. Who's that lady?
Sexy lady.
Lovely lady.
Lovely.
Come on, sexy lady. Come on, sexy lady.
Hear me calling out to you, cause that's all that I can do. Your eyes tell me to pursue, but you say look, yeah.
But don't touch.
Touch, baby. No, no, no.
No, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Sexy lady.
Sexy.
Thank
lady.
You.
Beautiful lady.
Beautiful.
Fine lady.
Crazy lady.
I would dance upon a string, and a gift she'd wanna bring. I would give her anything if she would just do what I say.
Just do what I say.
Do what I say.
Way,
do what I say.
Sexy lady. Would just do what I say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
Beautiful lady. Lovely lady.
Sexy lady.
Insane lady.
I would love to take her home, but her
but she won't do what I want.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on. If I don't, she'll do me wrong.
She'll do me wrong.
Because she's a crazy lady.
What is that? What's going on in this song? What is that?
That's highly processed guitar.
Is that what it is? Is there like a synth?
Yes. Imagine how much better it would have been if it was just straight up electric guitar.
Yeah.
And that's the producer getting too busy.
Yeah. Getting his fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, because the guitar player went laid down a beautiful track and then the producer went and messed it up.
Yeah.
It's happened to me. Just shredding all over the place,
yeah.
And they messed it up.
But then the producer got his hands on it.
Yep. Too busy.
Yep. He's very busy. What the?
That's where he was using, the whammy bar, but it comes across through the synth all weird.
Yep. Kind of ruins the song.
That guitar player has big shoes to fill, you know. The name of Jimi Hendrix preceded him.
Oh, yeah. All right. Phew.
We were very happy. Well, at least I thought we were.
Superstar.
Can somebody tell me?
Had his own TV variety show. Very popular.
A house, a home, a family. And a man.
America loved him.
A man who was born to play the big room in Vegas.
Yep. Or Branson.
took joy in the burlesque show.
It depends on what year it is.
Yeah.
Then anybody see my sweet
it's Tony
Gypsy
Orlando
Rose.
And Dawn. Here's a picture of when she was mine. Yeah. Playing the big room.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
There's that audience. They love them.
He can play the rock and roll, but he can also be on Lawrence Welk.
Yep.
You hear Dawn back there?
Oh, yeah.
Come on home.
And if not, we kiss your picture.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's Vegas, Branson, Laughlin,
yep.
Reno.
So let's say goodbye to
the Maxwell E. King Center.
Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose?
Oh, trombone! I should have been there with this.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. And bells on her toes.
Say, has anybody seen my? Now you know just what I mean by. Has anybody seen my Gypsy Rose?
Say that, the big, huge hit. Trombone
has
man.
Anybody seen his sweet Gypsy Rose?
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. Everybody loves Tony Orlando. Everybody loves Tony Orlando. Everybody loves Stevie Wonder.
That's thick, baby. What, Junior?
What's the name of this?
This?
Yeah.
Higher Ground, bitch. Musical genius.
Keep on learning.
You probably think it's done by the Chili Peppers.
Keep on moving. Whoa. Keep on turning. Cause it won't be too long.
Stevie said, producer, keep your hands off it. I'll produce it.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't let him do that.
Nowhere near it. Go take a coffee break.
Yep.
I got this. And I can't even see.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, because he can see.
Believing.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop sleeping.
got a sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. One of the best grooves ever.
Ever.
Can we make my keyboard sound like that?
Yeah.
That's the best.
You have that sound in your keyboard.
But when I play it, it doesn't sound like that.
Well, I can't help that.
Grand Funk had the number one song in the land this week at 73. We're an American band. Mark Haney and the News.
And that wasn't inappropriate then.
No.
It wasn't considered racist or wrong or anything.
Yep. Or problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine. Yep. Everybody agreed.
We'll be back.
You got a second?
Yeah, what?
Do my breasts look bigger to you?
I really...
Here. Maybe this will help.
What are you doing?
I'm taking my shirt off. Big deal. Now look.
Okay. They're great. Fine. Big. Whatever. Put your shirt back on.
No. Feel. Come on. Feel and see how firm they are.
No, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. No. Come on. You're going to miss all the fun.
A Boy Scout meeting is no place to bare your breast. Remember that young boys are impressionable. Brought to you by the Scouting Association of America.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. Play that little Boy Scout spot, of course. Junior, we found out, Eagle Scout.
I've yet to see any proof.
Do you have any pictures of you in your uniform?
Don't you get to wear a badge at all times?
Why would I wear it at all times?
Because you're an Eagle Scout.
You earned it, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't want to do it.
Whoa. Okay.
So, you're an Eagle Scout. Involuntarily under protest.
Yeah, I was forced by my mom.
To go, I mean, I could understand going to maybe a year or so to Boy Scouts or when you were real young Cub Scouts. She forced you every year to go until you became an Eagle Scout?
Yes. And if I didn't, things were going to be taken away.
Like what?
You name it.
Xbox?
Yep.
Did you literally hate it?
Yeah.
Then how, I mean...
From the beginning.
Yeah.
When you got your wolf badge, you said, this isn't for me.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do it. I mean, I made great friends.
Lifelong friends.
Lifelong friends, in
the Boy Scouts.
What badge are you proudest of?
I don't know, man.
That bear was tough to get.
Are you talking about merit badges or?
Yeah.
I don't know. The shotgun one was fun. We got to go skeet shooting.
Well, I mean, your rank.
Oh, my rank? Well, I mean, I got Eagle Scout.
You said you didn't want to. Was there a time when you were proud
at a rank, and then you just okay, that's enough?
I mean, I was proud when I got my eagle. Yeah.
When I got my bear, I said, you know what? I'm a man now.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's Cub Scouts.
Yeah. 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 He didn't go to Boy Scouts. He was Cub Scout.
Yeah, that's Cub Scouts.
Well, you have to go to Cub Scout if you're an Eagle Scout.
Well, yeah, I was part of that too.
So you were a Cub Scout.
I rose through the ranks. All the way to the top.
And where's a picture? I'd like to see a picture.
There should be tons of pictures of him in various uniforms.
I don't have it on me. I could probably find one.
Do you have it on your social media?
It's probably on my mom's, not mine.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, well, on his is him where he's laying there shirtless with a cat when he's like 16.
Right.
Exactly.
On his mom's, he's an Eagle Scout. Something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, me and my cat penis.
That's right. So it's,
and you hated it the whole time, because I enjoyed Cub Scouts until I didn't, and then I stopped doing it.
I wasn't allowed to join.
Why?
Because I lived on a farm, and you'll get all the experience you need there. I told you, the Boy Scouts used to come to our land to do their big camp. Is there some kind of badge you get if you go and do a full overnight camp out thing? With
yeah, you have to.
You were starting fire with cotton and flint.
Yeah,
and
you have to.
And then have a pup tents and cook your meal out of the little canteen kit you got there and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to do that. So when they came, Dave Haddock's kids, they came down and camped out. There's about 23 of them. Me and my buddies camped out on the other side.
And effed with them? Oh,
they're all starting there. They get the flint shavings and the spark to get the cotton going. And
what were you doing? Like smoking and drinking?
I was smoking pot, and I was lighting our fire with Coleman lantern fuel. We had one of the biggest bonfires going, and then I looked over at their place where they were over in the little field, and they had all their little fires going, cooking their foods.
I find that interesting. He's not proud of being an Eagle Scout.
I would think you would be.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I didn't want to do it, though. It's one of those things that, yeah, mom's going to force you to do it.
Look at absolutely.
Did it have any value to you?
I learned some stuff, yeah.
How can Junior be ashamed of being an Eagle Scout?
I never said I was ashamed.
Because when he goes out to the Antifa and BLM things, they all go, oh, man.
If he was an Eagle Scout, he should still have his stash.
My stash?
Yeah, is there some kind of term?
That must be a secret language.
Yeah.
I think the texter means sash.
Oh, yeah, sash.
All right, I was about to say.
Me, I had a stash.
Well, you are stash.
Yep. So you had a sash?
Yes.
And you still got it?
I still do. I still have the whole uniform.
Well, bring it in.
No, wear it.
I'm like, that was 100 pounds ago.
Wear it.
Yeah, I can't fit into a size 30 pair of shorts anymore.
Yeah, you got to wear it.
The stuff into it.
So you can't find a picture, I take it.
I found one.
Okay. And it posted up on our site.
Nope.
Let me see.
Where
are you? Where are you in that picture?
I'm the skinny one.
Is that him? That's not him.
That's me.
What a joker.
Is it him, Amy? You get a bit closer look.
It's him.
Got a lot of pretty ladies around him.
Yeah, they were all proud of him when he made Eagle Scout.
Yeah, that's my sister and her friends.
Oh. How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
Oh. I just thought if anybody...
Probably like 2011.
Just thought if anyone of them were single, we could introduce them to Haney. Because they're nice-looking girls.
Yeah, those are my sisters.
And friends.
No, my sisters and friend. The friend's on the right. You can go for the friend, Haney. Stay away from my sisters.
Oh, please.
Well, how long ago was it?
2011.
I might not be interested.
Yeah, I might not be. I hear you, Haney. looking at the board.
I don't mean any criticism. I just don't know. I just figure a lot of things could have happened between now and 2011 that would sour them on life.
Oh, especially the one on the left.
Nothing on the board. We'll check again in about another 20, 25 minutes. Mark Haney and the news.
Now, if I could have got a hold of her... If I could have got a hold of her then...
Yeah, things would be a lot different.
Trained her.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that you?
That's me, yeah.
As a Cub Scout. You'd never know it.
My God, you look at that and you see so much potential.
Potential. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at Diamond District.
You look at that kid and you think, you know what? He could be an Eagle Scout
Starts
one day.
Starts right now.
There was a time before cable.
Jeez.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
Anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected Anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
Jeez.
In other words,
everybody says Mark you should Amy be proud.
Was the balls.
That this is a major thing.
I said I was proud.
Hi, I'm Garrett.
But you said you didn't want
to. Southwest Florida.
I didn't want
to
do it.
Respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, September 28th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. It's something I know that you know, Stan, but I can't remember how the exact saying goes. But it's something to the effect of, behind every truly great fortune, there's a crime somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's
yep.
been screwed.
Yep. You don't get to the top being Mr. Nice Guy.
Now, it probably won't surprise people to know that Shakespeare was a very wealthy man.
Oh, yes.
That had nothing to do with his writing.
No.
He'd be a pauper if he would relied on his writing. Shakespeare became rich by hoarding grain and then selling it for ridiculously inflated prices during a famine.
Yeah.
Once he had that money,
yeah,
he ran a loan sharking business, and at one point was charged with tax evasion.
Yep. Look it up.
You know, it's tough when you're a young band starting out.
Sure is.
And one of the biggest things, sometimes it'll even break a band up before they get started.
Ego?
The name of the band.
Ah, true. Or check your ego at the door or you don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why my next band will be called Haney and Company. If you thought Mark Haney and the Buzzards was bad, yeah, wait till you get a load of Haney and Company. Guns N' Roses, no different. They were together. They knew they had something special. They were rocking. But what to name the band?
Yeah.
Well, Guns N' Roses made perfect sense because some of the guys in the band had played with L.A. Guns, and then you got Axl Rose.
Yep.
But they went through a lot of names, and one of the finalists back in 1985, instead of Guns N' Roses, it could have been a band called AIDS.
Right around 85.
Yep. Welcome to the Jungle by AIDS.
AIDS.
I think they did better.
I think so. Jeez.
You know, there's a business I'd like to get into.
What's that?
Treasure hunting.
Oh, I'd love to do that, too. A lot of time, a lot of money.
You know what? I think all we need is a yacht and then a support flotilla.
Mm.
So that we could make sure nobody's stealing from
well,
us, but we don't have to do any of the dangerous
Remember
work.
Remember the treasure hunter that came in here? Some fly-by-night guy, but his skin was like tooled leather.
I remember getting to talk to Mel Fisher
over
Bloody Marys at Rick's.
That's a different ball game right there.
And if you don't know the real story, the hellish heartbreak that Mel Fisher went through for the Atocha, and you want to talk about everybody telling you you're nuts, you're crazy?
Yep.
It took him a lifetime, and even when it paid off, all of the death and the tragedies, at the end of it, you got to wonder, was it really worth it?
Yeah.
Because When I talked to the man, he said it was, but his eyes seemed to say something different.
It had sucked the life out of him.
It is estimated there are about 3 million ships wrecked sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans. They can't even estimate the value. They just say, safely, they'd be worth billions of dollars between artifacts and flat-out treasure.
Yep.
And it's because there's water there. We can't see them, and they're hard to get to.
Tough to swim down to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, North Korea's really been opening up lately.
They sure have.
For instance, now in 2020, it's very modern. North Korean women are allowed to choose from any one of 18 different hairstyles that have been approved by Chairman Kim. And you want to see how modern it is? Even men have a choice of 10, but most prefer the Chairman Kim cut.
Yep. Tight on the sides, high on the top.
And if only they could get enough food to gain weight, then they could really emulate him.
Be a game changer.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
If you've seen the recent spike in gold prices and are thinking of selling gold jewelry you don't wear any longer, listen how to receive a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value from our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District.
After years of providing the largest selection of diamonds at the most competitive prices in the world, we have also developed a reputation for paying the highest prices for your gold and diamond jewelry that you are selling.
There is no mystery in selling your jewelry when you deal with the Diamond District. Our buyers are skilled at evaluating the quality of your jewelry. They're transparent and we'll share with you exactly what you have. If you are selling diamonds, one of our GIA graduate gemologists will be involved as well.
If you're wanting to deal with a reputable jeweler who has a long-standing reputation in the community, visit us at the Diamond District. We're straightforward and will pay you a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value and oftentimes 100% if you are trading it in for new jewelry or if we can turn around and sell it in our estate jewelry department.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, in case you are somehow confused as to the absolute dominance of pumpkin spice, allow me to disabuse you of that notion. Kraft created pumpkin spice mac and cheese, but it was only available through a contest in Canada. And apparently Kraft heard everyone in the United States going, "You serious, bro?" Because Kraft quickly realized America will eat it all up. So congratulations. Through tomorrow, you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting something or other and hashtag... About 1,000 people will be lucky enough to end up with Stan just demonstrated.
Well, regurge.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, the regurge. Pumpkin spice. Nobody liked pumpkin spice before about 2012.
I know that.
And then everybody did.
Yeah.
Last week, a Mrs. Budinsky in Tampa, Florida, overheard their neighbors yelling, "Shoot, shoot, I dare you to shoot." So they did the only thing they could do.
What's that?
Ms. Budinsky alerted the authorities and demanded the police respond. 4 officers came to the scene looking for trouble. And it turned out the people yelling, "Shoot," were watching the hockey game, screaming at players to shoot the puck. Well, luckily, everyone ended up having a good laugh, and the people who called the cops wound up buying a 12-pack of Stella for their neighbors and apologizing profusely.
Isn't that great?
Thanks to Mr. Budinski,
yeah,
who was mortified by the event.
Oh, I bet he was, because weren't they saying the NBA Finals coming up? They're going to be watching that, too. He was mortified. Mr. Budinski was mortified.
You've done it again.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, wasn't it enough you got banned from Sally's? Earlier this month, police in University Heights, Ohio, received a call at about 4:25 a.m. regarding a drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman fighting in the front yard of a home. 4:25 a.m.
Jeez.
And one of the ladies brawling was totally nude.
Wow.
Now, we don't know the story of exactly how this woman wound up drunk, nude, and fighting at 4:25 a.m., but I'm sure, knowing our audience, you're plenty capable of speculating about that on your own. What we do know is police came to break up the cat fight.
Yeah.
And while they were there, they spoke to a 27-year-old gent inside the home and found out that guy was wanted on felony warrants for kidnapping.
Ooh.
So they arrested him and turned him over to the real police, Cleveland PD.
Yeah.
This is University
Heights.
Yeah,
that ain't real police.
And whatever this guy's up to, he would have gotten away with it if he didn't have his 27-year-old girlfriend
nude
in the front yard brawling. That is all.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
Mac and cheese, shoot the puck, naked woman.
No, I understand. I didn't know you were completed with the story. I was expecting to see some pictures, too.
Oh, well, that's understandable, but not my department.
No.
And that's the news for today, Monday, September 28th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most brilliant man.
Haney, telling it.
I didn't have the button in. Go, do it again.
There he is.
There.
Little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, he's got, Korean hairstyles up there for you.
Yeah.
Stan would like to see the nude woman brawling.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Instead, I see myself wanting to have my wife order the number 4.
Did you see the video of the woman melting down on the plane where it looks like a scene from The Exorcist?
No.
Because she's crawling on the ceiling and thrusting herself at people.
Oh, my God.
Finally, a guy that looks like...
I hate you, Glenn!
Oh, it was worse than that and much nastier. And finally, a guy that looks like Mike Chiannopoulos shows up and just tells her, come on, it's time to go.
Right on. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Thrusting her hips aggressively at a flight attendant. I think that's a felony.
Was she young?
No.
We'll be back.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming in at 6 o'clock, and he will take you through your Monday evening. Let's take a peek at traffic. I don't think anything's going on. Let me go over and look. Yeah. Hasn't been anything posted since 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and then they just double posted stuff from earlier.
Yeah.
and you are up to date.
Watched our message come of age. We've been fighting for since we were 17. And we're overnight from Athens on the way to New Orleans. Another love song ringing in our ears. An overnight sensation like they've never seen. Still believe is after all these years. Overnight from Athens. Songs, the voices and the words in harmony, all the sacrifice and pain, being baptized by the rain, but on this rebel road is where we'll always be. Of their spirits to a new home in the sky where kings and queens bow to hear him play.
Everybody's going to want to know what that is, Haney. Tell them.
That is Henry Paul and the Outlaws. Just came out a couple of months ago.
That is really good.
The whole album is.
Wow.
He's got his guitar army. It's awesome.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I think they could take sesame seeds off the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank. They're going to have to change that McDonald's song. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. How's a sesame seed stick to a bun? That's magical. There's got to be some sesame seed glue out there. Either that or they're adhesive on one side. Take the sesame seed out, remove the backing, and place it on the bun. Now your bun will look spectacular. What does a sesame seed grow into? I don't know. We never give them a chance. What is a sesame? It's a street. You think when the guy came up with the idea to invent a bong, a black light popped up over his head? I shouldn't do this joke because it's going to ruin my cover, but I like the FedEx driver because he's a drug dealer and he don't even know it. And he's always on time. I remixed the remix. It was back to normal.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Haven't done this in a while, especially with the COVID.
What? Rock and roll?
Yeah. The local news anchors slipping up. And you know, when they all have to work from home, there's that delay in the microphones, and they get a little confused. And that leads to a bunch of local news bloopers.
All right, welcome back to Eyewitness News.
Back into Eyewitness News.
It's okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, well,
boy, what camaraderie.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth on this. Good morning to you, too.
Well, we've been told to stay at home, but that hasn't stopped. Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Former Health Secretary Alan Johnson joins us down the line from hell, from Hull. Alan Johnson, I'm never going to recover from that now, am I?
Wait a second. You don't have the one from Saturday?
No, this is what they gave me.
When Wolf Blitzer is going live
To network.
To the correspondent who was there when the announcement has just been made about the Supreme Court, and the woman starts to talk about Roe v. Wade immediately, and the crowd starts chanting CNN is fake news. And Wolf, we can't quite understand you over the crowd there. CNN is fake news. But Wolf, I have really... let's go to someone at a desk.
This happens fast, but I'm going to explain to you what you're going to be hearing. Another proposal fail. This time on two separate pontoon boats next to each other. On one, the man is holding a ring box. On the other, the woman he's going to propose to. When the woman goes to kiss the guy, she hits the gas on her boat. He falls head over heels
into the propeller
and almost kicks the guy in the head. He then falls off his own boat and she zooms towards the dock. It all happens very fast in this messed up. Just listen.
It's like a fairy tale.
All I heard was fairy tale.
Yeah, it's a fairy. It's a nightmare. Laughter.
Wake up, Ed. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Today is National Drink Beer Day.
Pick any day.
Not to be confused with National Beer Day. Today is National Drink Beer Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you should drink more beer.
Top reasons you should drink more beer.
The more beer you enjoy, the more sexually attractive your spouse becomes.
It is man.
Hey.
If you drink enough of it, it'll give you a lucrative side hustle recycling empties.
Hold my beer.
Not a lot of people know this, but it's actually very good for your overall bone health.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because if you're home drunk all the time, you're less likely to break one.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Go ahead. Enjoy. Nobody on your Zoom call can smell your breath. It has antioxidants, which are a thing you've heard of.
Yep. Jeez.
And finally, the very top reason you should drink more beer.
Yes.
As we all know, every time you crack open a cold PBR, an angel gets an AR-15.
Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please. Round the side.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.